podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Hold up. Do you love terrible B movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Kill my
warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right. Sounds great.
He doesn't need a partner, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I tell you what.
Single
and ready to mingle, boys and girls. Yeah.
Is that 240 pounds with or without the legs?
That is with the legs. Okay. Minus the cock.
Well, I got a question for you. What's your guys' movie that shaped your life growing up?
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List.
Yes.
You really got to go that hard. Schindler's right List. Schindler. Oh. Tell me your reason why Schindler's List.
You know, Liam Neeson has the largest cock in Hollywood.
I know. I've heard that's why it's my favorite movie. There's nothing better than Jews and dick. Seriously.
All right, continue. Why did Schindler's List shape your life?
Well, you know, I don't want to get too deep into it. You know, you don't want to offend anyone 2024, you know. But, you know, Schindler's List, it's, you know, kind of tells a story about
it's
that.
It's inclusive.
It's very inclusive. It's very inclusive. Yeah. Everyone comes in a train together. They go to the camp. They have fun. They go to the ovens. Done. It's a group effort.
That's terrible.
All right, I'm going to bring it down, but all right, that's Craig, everybody. Holy
hell. Hey. Welcome, Craig.
And that's why I like it. I'm all about group effort.
I was leaning more towards like the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know. More sincere.
I like the Breakfast Club. Yeah. Molly Ringwald, she's hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, good old Molly Ringwald.
Better Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's a good one.
That's a great
Spicoli,
one.
Spicoli, Mr. Hand, you guys are on dope.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Is that?
I did a few of those things, and I did order a pizza to the classroom.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Teacher took it and ate the fucking thing.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
I didn't get any of it.
What about you, Eddie? What movie shaped your life?
I mean, there's a lot of movies. It kind of floated around more actors than the actual movies, like Jim Carrey and Robin Williams. But I would say two movies in particular. Ace Ventura, when I was younger, really, I mean, that comedy and that physicality and, oh, righty then. Take care now. Bye-bye then. Like that, I love, you know, love that Jim Carrey, everything. And then when I got older, it was Step Brothers.
The best part
Step Brothers.
The best part of that
There's
other
so
movie,
much more
though,
room for activities.
So much room.
Best you know, part I of that saw other a meme on Facebook when, the other day speaking
when
of
Jim
Step
Carrey
Brothers.
Beat the shit out of the mascot.
When Jim Carrey beat the mascot?
Beat the mascot up.
Oh, yeah.
I fell off the couch like four times. I had to keep rewinding it. I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't a fan of the mask.
What's that?
I wasn't a fan of the mask.
You didn't like the mask?
I didn't like the mask. No. Too unbelievable.
Yeah. Step Brothers, I mean, one of the most quotables, like, it's just ingrained in my system between Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Yeah.
So you've seen Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. Have you seen the Jeffrey Dahmer? I think it's Jeffrey Dahmer tapes. The dad plays the same dad.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the Have you seen the meme on Facebook where it's like, this dad should stop raising people, and it's got a picture of John C. Reilly and Step Brothers, and this guy, him is Jeffrey Dahmer's dad. I fucking love it.
Oh, that's I love amazing. It. That's phenomenal.
Oh, man.
What about you, Spence?
Well,
what
are
you? What movie shaped your
child? I'll tell you what.
Why are you the way
Debbie
that
Does
you
Dallas.
Are? Yeah. Right?
What did you say?
I said Debbie your favorite movie's Debbie Does Dallas.
No.
Yeah.
It's Goodfellas.
Oh, I fucking love Goodfellas.
I love Goodfellas.
I was talking about mob movies today at work. Dude, yeah. I love Goodfellas.
Oh, I should have been in that, man.
We were talking about A Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
I love the Bronx Tale.
That's a good one. But no, yeah. Goodfellas really didn't shape me, but it made me feel like the man I am today.
Yeah.
You know, the guy who doesn't give a fuck, whether his dad whoops you when you get home because he got bad grades. Yeah. He keeps doing what he wants to do. And my dad didn't fucking, yeah, you're bad. You know, you didn't do none of that. Yeah. But it's just like, raise me up to not give a shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you just do what you got to do, be successful, and be the man you want to be. And Goodfellas really, really did that for me. So that's what shapes me.
You know, I think Goodfellas, there's a bit of bullshit in that movie. Because, you know, the prison scene when they're like cooking all their fish
and they're in that.
And they got that one scene, they're like, oh, fucking old Santonio. Yeah. He cuts that fucking garlic just so thin it dissolves. Yeah. I tried that, don't work bullshit.
You tried it, you were like, don't work. Fucking A, garlic thin slice? You know, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, that's a good movie, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, between that, I mean, I love all of Will Ferrell's early shit.
You know, I'm not a big fan of Will Ferrell.
No, dude, like, Anchorman is, is one of the most quotable movies.
Anchorman,
I keep forgetting, I have to hold it down here.
Anchorman's good. Anchorman 2, terrible.
Oh, we're already losing people. All right, goodbye, thank you. Oh, there you go, all right, good, yeah. Anything for nicotine, we appreciate it. Yeah, that's right. We're live in
Pin
Town.
For fun.
What now?
I said, who the hell's smoking nicotine for fun?
Me. I don't know. I know you guys are part of High Life. You're part of the weed family. Like, that's all well and good. We don't agree. Beer and I have a good relationship. I stick to beer.
I got a good relationship with it all.
Yeah. Yep. See, you're a better man than I am.
Okay? I wouldn't say I'm a better man. I'm just an all-inclusive one. We got to go back to talking about Schindler's List.
Yeah,
it's a group effort.
It's all-inclusive, baby.
Yeah, all-inclusive, baby. We all do the same thing, march to the pits at once.
Fucking Craig. I was at work
fucking
the other
Craig.
Day. You guys
it's
will get a kick out
Craig.
Of this.
He's the Craig machine,
it's
man.
Fucking Craig. Craig Cross.
That's my cousin.
Hey, so speaking of Christ,
yeah, that, no, that's his cousin.
Joke?
Did you hear
that? Yeah, Stephen Christ? Lynch. Stephen Lynch is my cousin.
Who's Stephen Lynch?
He's the one who sings that song.
It's fucking Craig
Machine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know his name. I just know the song.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Lynch.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's my ma right there.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Goddamn. Yeah.
He's way more successful and talented than I am. I'm just sitting here crying.
Well, he's got a record deal. I mean, come on now.
Well, I mean, he's won a Tony. He's won an Emmy.
Won a Tony?
Oh, yeah.
For Craig Christ?
For The Wedding Singer. He played Adam Sandler's part in The Wedding Singer on Broadway.
Oh.
Yeah. Won a Tony.
I love
for that.
That movie.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's so good.
Because I'm not a big Adam Sandler fan, but that's one of my favorites.
Hell yeah.
Well, would somebody kill me, please? Put a bag over my head.
You guys are the same fucking person, I swear to God. No, Craig told me something the other day. Blew my mind. I want Craig to elaborate on it. But he came up to me and he's like, have you ever had a baked potato pizza? Talk about that for a minute.
Baked potato or baked potato?
No, baked potato pizza.
I don't have headphones on, so I'm listening to the echo, so I apologize for the listeners
here,
at home.
I'll enunciate.
If I repeat a lot, it's because I'm fucking deaf.
Well,
so
if
sorry.
You'd shut up, I'd enunciate and tell
you. All right, thank you.
It's called baked potato.
Baked potato.
It's fucking delicious.
Okay.
So I frequent a place in Owosso called Chip's Place, and they got really good pizza.
All right.
And they have like that specialty pizza list and shit like that. Yeah. Dude, I've always eyeballed this baked potato pizza, but I've always been kind of leery about it. And the other day I said, fuck it. I ordered it. Tell you what, one of the best goddamn things I've ever had. It was like an orgasm in your mouth. Not that I know what that's like.
It was a mouthgasm.
It's a mouthgasm. Dude, so... It was like a nice thin crust. I'm a thin crust kind of guy.
Yeah.
Had that nice like cornmeal on the bottom, you know, nice crispy.
Yeah,
you know,
that's my mom used to own a pizzeria.
There you go.
So yeah. And
it had a nice garlic white sauce with it, and then it had thinly sliced baked potatoes.
There you go.
And it had chives on it. I was going to get it with bacon, but the loser that I am, I called my mother that night, and I was like, hey, you want to split a pizza because I'm single, ain't got no one to hang out with? He's like, oh, yeah, come on, cruise on over, Craig. We'll eat the pizza together. So me and my mother shared a baked potato pizza.
It was delicious.
It was delicious.
Your
I
mother's
recommend
a
it.
Saint, so you're a great dude.
She is a saint. She deals with me.
Yep. I love Michelle. She's wonderful. And Michelle, if you're listening, you're a wonderful gal.
She ain't listening.
Oh, good.
She listens to
She'll listen Michelle. Later.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah.
I was over to her place one day, and we went uptown, and we came back, and she had your podcast on, listening to it. I'm like, what is this? She's like, oh, it's Spencer's podcast. Oh, well, you got one fan.
Oh, hey. So that's the one that I keep seeing every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, good. Fantastic. I'm glad we at least have one. All you need is one.
Yeah, that's so funny. At least you have one.
Just one.
No. It's a joke, audience. Fucking everybody out there is like, we fucking listen to him.
No, fucking Craig. I go into work
Craig.
One day.
Fucking Craig.
I didn't tell anybody at work about our podcast because right when it was starting out, it was so vulgar and so scary.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I come in and Michelle's like, so I listen to your podcast and I walk. And she starts laughing. And I was like, oh, that's funny. And I kept it from everybody else who we work with. Then I walk up and I go to... The bathroom right by Craig is my shitting stall.
So. I smell it, too.
I know you do.
What did you raise your kid to eat, Roger?
Calm down.
He's in there for 20 minutes. He shits right outside of my room, and he comes through.
Hey.
I tell you what. It smells like rotten fucking eggs.
It ain't me every time.
You go to work. Yeah. You take a shit for 20 minutes every day. That's a whole week's pay in a year.
It is.
For
it
sitting
is.
On a shitter.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are the smart one, Spencer.
Boss
thank
makes
you.
A
thank
dollar.
You. Meanwhile, I just sit in my
taught
chair and shit my chair at work.
Taught him something.
But, hey, I got to call it out before you keep going. You didn't get the fucking memo. No, everybody at home can't tell, but we're all wearing fancy Hawaiian shirts.
Spencer's wearing black.
Yeah, this guy looks like he's about to rob a bank. Yeah, like
come
he's
on.
All
You look like you're ready. Look like you're ready to go home.
He's all,
get
yeah.
drunk, throw a rope
all
over
you're
a
missing
raptor
is the
and
mask.
Fucking hang yourself.
Oh yeah, you need some mask. I tell you, if they
you're
wouldn't have
dark.
Already
yeah.
arrested the guy that robbed the bank in Essexville, I was going to call him about you.
No, this thing went around work. They were like, Spencer, did you rob the Essexville bank because he wore a black hoodie, a black jeans, a black hat? And I said, yeah, that's my daily outfit. They said, was it you? I was like, motherfucker, I was here. I was here.
It was ridiculous. The knee officer. It was the one-armed man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your shirts are all Hawaiian tropical shirts.
Yeah, you guys look like you just got off a fancy cruise, and now you're coming down.
Fuck cruises.
To
Vegas.
I would never want to go on a cruise.
That's why I
work. Wait, hold on.
No, fuck cruises.
Hold on,
I would never want to go.
No,
who the Craig's fuck over, wants to go on a goddamn
Craig's
cruise?
Craig's over here saying fuck cruises,
fucking
but
cruise.
It's not like you're going to get sea legs.
No, bullshit. I don't want no fucking goddamn sea legs.
Come on now.
That's a shot below the goddamn belt, Spencer.
It's like
bullshit. No one wants to go on a goddamn cruise. You got 30,000 people packed onto a fucking boat. No! If I'm going on a cruise, it's because I'm a billionaire and I got a fucking private-ass yacht.
No.
And if I'm going to go on a cruise, it's going to be a fucking goddamn adult's cruise because I'm not going on some fucking cruise with all these goddamn little kids running around in the pool.
You know,
bullshit!
Well, don't go on a carnival cruise.
We just
spend the real money and go on a princess cruise.
We just booked a cruise.
Oh, did you?
That's why I wore this shirt.
I think a Sasquatch one?
I think a Disney cruise would be fun.
I thought you didn't want kids around.
Yeah, that's a kiddie one.
Pedophile?
Don't go.
That's why I carry a camera with me.
I mean, it looks like a Disney cruise in here. We're recording this on May the 3rd. Tomorrow is May the 4th, which is Star Wars Day. One of my favorite days. And we have all the Star Wars memorabilia. They're having a children's party back here. I feel slightly, like, awkward but wonderful that all this stuff's here because I'm a child at heart. You know, it's great.
Child today.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you guys like Star Wars?
Oh, I love Star Wars.
I fucking hate Star Wars.
What? All right, leave.
Terrible. You want to know what's worse than Star Wars? Lord of the Rings.
I love Lord of the Rings, too.
I hate Lord of the Rings.
I love Lord of the
Bullshit.
Rings.
Bullshit.
What is
fucking
going on?
Three goddamn movies, 12 hours long of fucking midgets trying to throw a goddamn ring in a fucking volcano. Bullshit.
That is the best explanation I've heard of Lord of the Rings.
That sounds like bullshit.
Fun of Smeagol.
Yeah.
What sounds
fuck?
Like,
that's my last name, man.
You know, when you first started at work, I was like, is this kid's really named Smeagol? Am I reading this right?
No, because the first
and
thing
then I
went,
think I looked at Daphne, I was like,
precious. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I walked in, and this motherfucker said precious, and I go, everyone does that. That's not fucking funny. And he goes, okay.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, and I felt really bad because I thought when I first
that's
started.
That's why I don't buy you anything gold. I feel like you're going to get offended.
Gold?
Yeah, because my precious.
I thought you were saying like a Jew joke or something. Not talking about gold.
No, it's Polish. It's Polish.
So you weren't lying when you said Schindler's List was like your...
I knew there was a reason why he had a crook nose.
Jesus. Fair enough.
Craig, I do want to bring this up. You said... you didn't say it, but your mom let me know that you were in band.
I was. I played the trumpet.
You played the trumpet?
I played the trumpet. You know trumpets make the best kissers?
Did
you?
So did Roger. Trumpet. My son plays the trumpet.
Nice. You know,
I played sax.
You know, we make the best kisses because you really got to pucker up to blow in that thing. Seriously. Yeah.
Still using that thing today?
No.
Still, you're not practicing your amateur?
No, no, I wish I was. Been since August.
Of 2018.
Bullshit last year.
And wait, what was his name? No.
Spencer.
So, whoa! I believe it. Hey. When he was like, I want to have
Craig on
the show.
Wait a minute, I do have to say,
I was like,
I did get a piece of ass today at work.
Did you? Yeah, grab yourself?
No, I fucking took a shit and the goddamn toilet paper ripped through my finger.
What do you call an artist with bronze? What do you call an artist with brown fingers?
I almost came.
Huh? What do you call? Ooh. What do you call an artist with brown fingers?
What do you call him?
Picasso.
I got a good joke for you. So Spencer says you like my religious jokes that I tell you every now, my Jesus jokes.
Oh shit!
Right. Jokes? When
disclaimer.
My mother
disclaimer.
Don't make me knock you off your.
You can't make fun of him. He's handicapped.
What kind of car does Jesus drive?
I have no clue.
A Chrysler.
So you know when the Pope comes out and he's at the Vatican and he's got his hands up and he's giving his little prayers, you know what he's saying when he's got his hands
I can't hear you when you move the mic away from your mouth.
Well, you know when he's got his hands up like that?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Jesus. He's saying, I want the big one, this big.
Oh, gee.
Are any of you guys Catholic out here in the audience?
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's one. Yeah.
Who? Your mother? Hey, yeah. You want to know why Catholic boys have parted hair? Thank you, my son. Thank you, my son.
Oh,
thank
my you, God. My son.
Gregory. Stop it.
Why did the blonde go to church?
Why what?
Why did the blonde go to church?
I have no clue.
Sure, there was a guy hung like this.
You know, me and Jesus have a lot in common.
What's
We're
that?
Very well hung.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a priest and Woody from Toy Story?
Woody from what?
Toy Story.
I have no clue.
Woody goes limp when a child walks in.
Oh my God. All right. Good. I think I have so much to cut out. This is phenomenal. Let's,
Dude, they were going back and forth for 5 minutes at least.
Oh, I know.
I didn't know where to go. I asked him if he was in band, and he just went, you know what? Me and Jesus have a common. That is ridiculous. Did you guys realize that me and Craig have the exact same glasses on tonight?
No, mine are better.
Oh, do you?
Are yours?
They are.
Well, they might make mine you look newer. Better, but that's a fucking job and a half.
You think you look good in your glasses?
So, what are you saying? You can only see out of one eye?
Huh?
You saying you can only see out of one eye?
Since I can stand.
You got the same pair of glasses on?
Mm-hmm.
Who's on the right? Who's on the left?
What are you talking about?
What?
He's confusing me.
Is that where all those tags needing mistakes come from, Spence? Is those glasses?
What are you talking about?
Exactly. I got my new glasses and that missing P and lowercase A's. They all got fixed.
Have you seen how big your fucking lenses are?
They're thick as fuck. I'm blind. What are you trying to say? It's bullshit. It's not like I'm like your dad here. At least I can see a little bit.
Oh, really? There it is.
I do have glasses.
Mine does.
Mine aren't as thick as a fucking goddamn Coke bottle glasses there. Oh, the bottom of a damn Coke bottle.
Boy's got telescopes hooked on his face.
He does.
Have you seen them?
Call me Galileo. Isn't that the dude who invented the telescope?
Those things are scratch-proof. They're thicker than diamonds, bro.
They're fucking thick. Every time he turns his head, he knocks three people down.
Soon enough, people are going to ask you to propose, be like, will you marry me? And it's Craig's glasses, because they're so fucking tough.
No, it's just the fact that she's 75 feet away going, what?
Oh, we got him going now.
you know what, Craig?
You know, I told
You know what happened to Craig?
What?
Diabetes.
When he walked into a wall with a full heart on.
What's that?
He broke his nose.
You're not wrong.
Okay, hold on.
I don't have the
down.
Nickname
He's
Mushroom for nothing.
Jesus.
I love
Jesus
it.
Christ.
That was great.
I look at the girls and go, you ready for this cap?
They warned me about you, Craig.
What's that?
They warned me about you.
He could just keep going.
The last girl, yeah. The last girl I with, she goes, are you in? I'm like, I can't tell. I don't know. Yep.
That's what you said. Like, she'd start calling you Justin?
Yeah.
I mean, Justin.
I kept calling her Gape.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I get it. I'm kind of Asian from the waist down. So it's
right. I had a girlfriend back in high school.
Uh-oh.
She broke up with me one night, so I snuck in and stole her wheelchair. Guess who came crawling back the next day?
Did I ever tell you about the time I went swimming with a bow-legged, one-legged woman?
Bow-legged, one-legged
a
woman?
A one-legged, bow-legged woman.
All right.
She swam in circles. Let me tell you about the one chick I dated who had no arms and no legs. I thought, all right, you know, she deserves a little love, too. I ain't got no fucking feet. I get it. You know,
yeah.
We dated for a few weeks, and she goes, you know, I really want to go for a date on the beach. And I said, oh, cool. Where do you want to go? So we went down by Holland down there to one of the state parks, and they got a beach down there. And it was closer to night. There wasn't too many people out there. And she goes, you know, I've never been fucked in the water.
All right.
Said, you wanna? And she's like, yeah, let's go ahead and go do it. So I pick her up gently, walk her out into the water, gently lay her down there. We're looking each other's eyes, and I'm getting ready to put it in. And I said, fuck this bullshit. I walked up to the goddamn beach, and I said, now you've been fucked. How's she getting out of the fucking water? She's got to wait for that fucking wave to bring her in.
I was just about to say, it's like a bobber when you're fishing.
She's like a buoy out there. No.
Oh, my God.
Craig.
Of course, that's what most women say when they're around me is no.
Thought we couldn't do any.
That's why
arm, no
called it
jokes.
Raping people.
No leg, no arm jokes?
Yeah, you said you couldn't do any because Craig's here.
No, you can do some. Go ahead.
I ain't going to do any.
Tell a cripple joke.
I'm not
that
rude.
Yeah, you are.
Holy crap. Holy crap, it's a crapple.
So, you know, I didn't do
I've heard them all.
I didn't do the no arm, no legs. But, hey, what do you call a lady standing in the middle of a tennis court? Annette.
A what?
Annette?
Annette.
Annette.
That was the cleanest joke I've ever heard you say.
Hey.
That's crazy.
You want to hear a clean joke?
Yeah, go ahead.
How many elephants does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many elephants?
Yeah.
I don't know. How many elephants?
How many elephants does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Elephants? Like...
No. Elephants. You're blind, not deaf.
Elephants.
Elephants.
You're blind,
elephants.
Not deaf.
Elephants.
Yes, how many elephants does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
I don't know. I'm not an elephant.
Yo!
That is
for the fans. All right, Craig, yeah. I got one on that level. Ask me if I'm a tree.
Are you a tree?
No.
Jesus Christ.
I got one for you, though. But you got to start. It's a knock-knock joke, but you got to start it.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Got his ass. He said, what?
You got me there.
Jesus.
Oh, you didn't say he was this gullible.
What was that? We've been watching The Circle. Anybody watch The Circle?
Never
heard Netflix of it. Out there? Anybody? No?
Anybody?
All right. Apparently, I'm the only
circle.
Teenage 14-year-old girl.
Was that like a porn flick or something?
No. What's that knock-knock joke that the AI
I tell you what. I could get into a porn flick called The Circle.
Yeah,
I can see
you were
right
in
now
it?
In my head. It's a little daisy chain. Bunch of girls licking each other in a circle.
Jesus. Fair enough.
Daisy chain.
Called daisy chain. You want to know, is it a bunch of guys do it together like that?
What's that?
Craig chain. Seriously.
Yeah. I like how Kelsey blows up about that.
I love it.
Hey, just like us, you got one fucking fan.
I tell you what, one's better than nothing, baby.
One is better than nothing. We take pride in that, all right?
One is the loneliest.
Three Dog Night.
I fucking hate that band, Three
Me
Dog
too.
Night.
What about the guy?
Well, I've saw them a couple of times. They were great.
Three Dog Night?
It's like, no, it's like, what about the guy that invented Zero?
Guy that invented Zero?
Yeah, it's like,
what
thanks,
about him?
It's like, thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing.
Jesus Christ.
Holy hell.
I feel like this is a podcast about lame fucking jokes.
Yo.
You
don't like dad jokes because I'm your dad.
Yeah. No.
I don't like
your dad jokes.
You don't like my jokes.
So, Craig, you seem like a fun guy. You seem like you've been around. Some shit happens.
It's a good image
stuff.
I put on.
But, what's a funny, like, drinking story or something you got? Like, anything?
I got several. Where do you want me to go? You want dirty? Whatever. You want clean? What do you want?
I don't know, baby.
We want
whatever.
Your last call story.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I used to work for a fast food chain. I was the general manager there.
Okay.
We're not going to say what it was, but I used to make subs.
Fair enough. I think I worked at the same place.
Yeah, I was just about to say,
I used to make subs.
Did you go that way to make subs?
I would have to make it their way. But I made subs.
Yeah. This guy's sitting here, and he just crossed his leg.
Did you work with Jaron? Is that, yeah.
No. You know Jaron?
Yeah.
Jaron Zimmerman.
Yeah, I worked at the same place. Yeah. The only good thing about our store...
Wait. Shut up. I hired Jaron at Subway. How do I know you? Do I know you from Subway?
The only good part about our Subway was the sound system. Everything else was garbage.
Oh, you said Jared.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a buddy that worked at Subway named Jaron. I'm sorry. I was like, you don't know Jaron.
Like Jared, the Subway guy?
Uh-huh. So anyways, let me finish my Subway story. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't work at Subway, the one in Owosso in front of Kroger. Oops.
Fair enough.
So... I used to work with this big old bitch there. Just straight up bitch. Nasty teeth, fat. Dude, she had, I used to call her football because she'd have these two fat lumps on the side. And when she walked, they jiggled like footballs. I'm like, what the fuck is it with this woman? She was just a straight cunt. You know, because you would think someone that ugly would have a good personality. Because if you're that ugly, the only thing you have going for you is a good personality. But she was ugly and had a terrible personality. And I absolutely hated her. She would throw bags of chips at my face at work and everything because she did not like me. She did not like me. And she used to talk like this. Oh, Craig, I fucking hate you, you goddamn son of a bitch. What the fuck are you going to do to me? And it's like, I'll fucking show you what I'm going to do to me. So... My roommate, when I first moved out of my house, the first roommate I had, he worked at Subway as well. Group of friends working together.
Yeah.
So Jessica really liked him, and she liked to bake. And me, being diabetic, who
I would imagine.
Fucking loves sweets, she used to bake all sorts of stuff. So once a week, she'd be like, oh, Jake, what do you want me to bake for you tonight? And he'd be like, oh, man, I want like a upside down fucking pineapple cake. I'd be like, ooh, that sounds fucking good. But she wouldn't fucking bake me anything. Me and Jake lived together. So what we did is every week we would alternate what he wanted and what I wanted. I'm like, I want a fucking pan of goddamn brownies. She made me a fucking pan of goddamn brownies. But it was only because Jake said... he wanted brownies. So she baked them in her nice, really expensive Pyrex pan with, you know, that nice lid that's really fucking hard to get off. Those nice Pyrex things.
Yeah.
Yup.
He brought it over and we ate the fucking goddamn brownies. I'm sitting there one night high, drunk off my ass. I'm like, I fucking hate this bitch. How can I get back at her? And I thought, I'm going to shit in her fucking brownie pan.
Jesus. No.
I thought, I'm going to shit in her fucking brownie pan.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, Jake, what do you think if I shit in her fucking brownie pan? No, man, don't do it. I like the fucking baked goods she had. You know, it gets, you know, don't fucking shit in that brownie pan. I said, fuck it. I'm going to go shit in the goddamn brownie pan.
God.
So I grab the brownie pan and
Who are
take...
your friends? Why do you bring these
pans? No, just listen. So I take the brownie pan into my bathroom. Put it on top of my toilet, proceed to squat over it, and I lay a nice loaf in that brownie pan. And I thought, oh,
wait, loaf.
I just, hold on, this gets better. Oh, this gets better.
No, what I'm more impressed about is how you precariously stood over all of this to make this happen.
I didn't like her. I used to be an asshole, believe it or not. I'm a very holly jolly guy right now, but I used to be a very vindictive prick. believe it or not.
No, I couldn't tell.
I tell you what, I can get the better of someone if I want. So I proceeded to lay a nice loaf in this lady's fucking Pyrex pan. I thought, I was proud of myself. That was a good one. Take it, dump it out in the toilet, and I thought, ooh, what can I do to make this worse? So I took it and wrapped it in a fucking garbage bag, and I put it in a nice dark corner in my fucking closet and let it sit there for a couple days.
Yep.
Couple days go by. Fucking Jake, my roommate.
In other words, you let it bake.
Hold on. So Jake, my roommate, I'm like, hey, you want to take Jessica back her brownie pan? I go, she ain't going to take it back from me. Like, I can't believe I mentioned the fucking names. Whew. So he takes the brownie pan, and he gives it to her while she's at work.
Okay.
She proceeds to open it and goes, oh, this smells. You want to know what she did?
She didn't take it.
She washed the shit Pyrex pan in the Subway sink.
Oh, no.
E. coli, don't eat that spinach.
Oh,
don't
my
eat
God.
That spinach. Who all believes that one? Do you think I'm telling the truth?
Jesus.
Or is this just a joke? Up for you to decide. Now, next time you're at Subway and you hear someone getting some E. coli from the spinach,
it's dense.
Is it the spinach or is it the sink?
Is it the Craig? Holy is it the,
you guys
shit.
Want another story? I can give you another one. You want another end of the night story?
I got time for one more.
All right,
lay it on me.
So this is going back to Owasso as well. This bar's burned down. It was called Jumbo's.
Jumbo's?
Jumbo's. Me and my buddy Jeff used to frequent that place quite a bit. And we're up at the bar one night getting drinks. And they ran out of regular glasses, so they took a stack of plastic glasses and stuck them at the end of the bar. And when they're sitting there waiting for us to get a drink and shit like that, and my buddy was dipping. He had nowhere to spit. So he grabs glass, no. Spits a couple times in it. We're drunk as fuck, high as shit. And I said, hey, give me that glass. He's like, well, okay. So I take the glass, and I take it, and I go, watch this. Tip it over, put it on top of the clean fucking glasses. Fucking bartender comes by, grabs that glass. She starts making someone's drink.
No.
And I'm like, there's no way she's going to do it. There's no way she's going to do it. She made someone's drink in that glass, and I watched the guy drink it, and he spit it up.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I don't know why.
I'm fully believed now that you're some type of, like, ancient pagan god that comes around once in a while to cause chaos.
I like
and you
to cause
just
chaos.
Happen to be here on our fucking podcast.
I like
this
to call
is
chaos.
Wild. It's just absolutely wild.
You have a lot of editing to do.
Holy
I probably
cow.
Have a minute of what he can put on there.
Yeah. No, you're good. You're good. This has been phenomenal. Wow. Thank you so much for being
well,
on.
Well, no,
Craig.
Thank
Holy
you.
Hell.
The honor's mine.
Yeah.
Or
no.
I said that wrong. Thank you.
Yeah. No, the pleasure is all mine.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well,
what we're going to do now, we're going to do a little bit of beer trivia. We're going to open it up to the audience for you guys to possibly win a prize here. All right.
Thank you so much, Craig.
So
you're wonderful.
I'm going to say a question. The first hand that comes up, you guys get to answer. You might win a prize. The prize is a free drink on us. Whatever you want, free drink on us. All right. Here we go. Beer trivia. What year was the first beer can invented? No.
False.
Wrong.
1962 was the answer. It's not 1962.
Yeah. Thanks for playing. Anybody? When was the beer can invented? Yeah. All right.
Come here. Get your free drink.
January 24th, 1935.
Get up here and get your free drink.
Come on up.
And here's a little bit more.
If you go to the bar, you can get any drink you want.
Hey, come here. What's your name?
And what?
Say it again.
Say it again.
Yeah. No.
Again.
All right. Ashley. Thank you so much for playing. You want a free drink from Basement Bar Beers and Babble. In January 24th, 1935, Krugers invented the first beer can that came out. Hey, welcome.
But,
we got new folks here.
Welcome
you
to
just
Basement
missed beer
Bars.
Trivia.
But... When was the first?
Yeah.
When
so,
was the first pull tab can invented?
Ooh. Pull tab? Oh, I don't know.
1936.
Do you even know what a pull tab is?
Yeah. Okay. 1943.
No.
When?
1963.
63.
Wow.
I knew it was a three.
Was the first pull tab.
Fantastic.
Then, because of the pull tabs and people throwing them around on beaches and stuff, people walking barefoot, cutting their feet. They came up with the stay tab. What year was that?
72.
Close.
What was it?
1975.
Oh, that's close. Yeah,
that
there
was,
you go.
Pabst Blue Ribbon came out with the first
PBR.
Stay tab.
All right. We're going to have a beer of the week here, folks. Everybody, beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Beer of the week.
Yeah, go ahead, Raj. What were you going to say?
And while you're getting those ready, I got one little bit of useless trivia for you.
Go ahead.
Did you know that the pool on the Titanic is still full of water?
I love it. Give me the can. Thank you. Struck by lightning. Sorry. Normally, I would have, if I hadn't been drinking so much, I would have had this up by now. But we've got struck by lightning, bit by cobra from Prairie Artisan Ales in Krebs, Oklahoma. It is an 11% ABV, 100 IBU. All right, everybody, cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, hey. You're not going to clink
me? I'll give Dennis
What the hell was that, man?
Oh, that's fucking good.
I do like that.
That's bitter.
Well, for
that's
any of you guys
bitter.
That hear a new voice, and
yeah.
for the people that are watching that can see a new face, we got Dennis Koepke, Fact Checker Dennis up here.
Hey, how's it going?
Attaboy.
Welcome back, Dennis.
Yeah, glad to be back here. Yeah,
I am so glad Dennis is here. Dennis saved the fucking show tonight. I got to tell you what. So my big dumb ass, when I was packing everything up, and it's a bright fucking cable, I fucking forgot the most important goddamn cable that connects this shit to that shit that allows all this shit to fucking happen. And so since I forgot that cable, Dennis was a hero and drove like half an hour away to the closest fucking Meijer to grab us one of them bastards and come on back. So thank you so much to Dennis
absolutely.
Koepke
oh my God,
for allowing this show to happen tonight. Woo-hoo! We appreciate
it. Dennis, huh?
The show must go on, goddammit. Yeah,
absolutely. But yeah, struck by lightning, bit by cobra, Prairie Artisan Ales in Oklahoma. I give that about a 4.25.
Yeah, I'll stick with that. 4.25.
Yeah.
That's a good beer.
It's
Dennis,
very
what about
bitter.
You?
It's strong, but it's a good bitter. What do you give it, Dennis?
Yeah, I give it a strong 6.5. I would take a full
Whoa,
glass of
going
this for
above
sure.
The 5.
Yeah.
6.5.
I would definitely take a full glass of this.
Oh,
yeah.
You're like,
6.5 out of 5?
Out of 5?
Yeah, it's even better.
Wow. Oh, so you're like Spinal Tap? It goes to 11. We turn it to 11.
Hey, I do want to take this time to give a little bit of a shout out to Pintown here in Chesning, Michigan. Thanks
Absolutely.
To Patty. Thanks
Thank
to the
you,
wonderful
Pintown,
bartenders.
So much for housing us.
This place is wonderful. You come on
Absolutely.
Out. The food is great. The beers
yeah.
are great.
Dude, the food is amazing.
Yeah,
I've
yeah.
never had a bad thing here, dude. The
That's
food
what I'm
is
saying.
So, this is why I look this way, because the food's so fucking good here. I tell you what.
We also want to shout out a very special bartender. We got Wilo Moore. She's
Ooh.
Doing her own tattoos now. She's got great, great, great work. We've
yeah.
seen it. Go to her. She's posted up at the Ink Shop in Saginaw. At the Bay Plaza, it's right across from the mall, so go check her out. We
yeah.
have business cards up here. We also got business cards on the table, so please take a look. But please, please, please tip your bartenders. And
Absolutely.
Also, we want to give a shout-out to McFarlane's across the road. We got a couple other bartenders here tonight.
Woo!
Wonderful people.
Yeah. Oh,
we got Ashley, we got Courtney. We got some wonderful gals here.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to give a shout-out to the audience and everyone there. Buy your High Life at any dispensary that you can go to. That's a wonderful place.
And
you know,
thank
we
you
love
so
it.
Much
yes,
for
is.
The 989 Podcast Network for hosting us. Visit 989.network.
Well.
There's a plenty of shows for anything and everything you wanna view. It's phenomenal.
Speaking of like High Life and stuff, I just found out yesterday that my barber got arrested for selling drugs.
Oh, Jesus.
I've been a customer of his for like 7 years. Never knew he fucking cut hair.
See, he leads into it. He leads into
yeah,
it.
He
That's
really
what
reels you
me.
Into it a little bit.
He really
bit,
does.
Yeah. He makes
Speaking,
you listen to it,
yeah.
and then he hits you with it, and it's just like, you know, yes.
Speaking of reeling in, so me and Dennis, we work Monday through Friday, you know, your normal first hour shift. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing some fishing out here in Chesning.
Hell yeah.
We didn't venture out in Chesning very much. It was either like, you know, do your job, go sit in the break room after work. You may have a beer here and there. But this week, Dennis was like, hey, man, on lunch, I've been going fishing. You need to come with me. So we're like, all right. So I'm like, fuck, I want to go fishing. So Dennis, give a little story about your little fishing shit.
Yeah,
that you've been
on a
whim
one day, I went out to Meijer and I bought over $100 worth of fishing stuff because I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go fishing. It's going to be a wonderful time. And I went up to you and I was like, hey, you want to go fishing? And you're like, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I'm just fucking,
I was really like,
I'll go fishing. Yeah. And I was like, okay, yeah. And then we got there. at Cole Park here in Chesning. It's a cool little place. It has rapids, and I was like, holy shit, dude. Fucking love some rapids, dude. But yeah, I started casting a few, and I looked at him, and I was like, what are you doing? And I was like, are you getting in on this? Like,
sandwich I got.
What are you doing? Yeah, you were just eating your lunch like a good employee guy, you know what I mean?
But gotta energize up, you know, get that protein in there, yeah.
Yeah, but then finally, I cast a few, and you're like, all right, let me see it. And I was like, all right, yeah. So I handed up the pole, and I shit you not, it was like the second cast that he did. It was just fucking instant smallmouth bass. And I was like,
pretty large,
what
one
the
too.
Fuck? It was a large smallmouth bass.
Yeah, it was, yeah. You don't
you
hear that much.
Oxymoron.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you either hear largemouth or smallmouth, but I got a large smallmouth bass.
You ever catch a small largemouth?
Yes, I have. I honestly have.
What was her name?
See, I feel like they called it back there. They're pointing at each other like, motherfucker, I told you he'd say that.
That's a callback to last episode. Near me.
I get it.
Speaking of water, why do scuba divers fall backward out of the boat?
Why do they do that?
Because if they fell forward, they'd still be in the boat.
God, with the logic. With the logic of it.
See, he didn't know what to do. He starts taking steps. Like, yeah. God damn it.
Gosh.
He's going to hit me.
Hey, I know. We're not that funny, but we are alcoholics. If anybody would like to fund our habit, we do have a tip jar up here. So
that's true. Yeah, we don't deserve any more than 3/4, but that's okay.
Yeah, we got one that is empty, and then we got one that's filled with ice that you can tip.
Yeah, yeah. True. You can tip.
You can tip.
No, but speaking more about Chesning, and this is a topic that I like to call Chesning talk for those who don't live here.
Yeah.
Because none of us live here.
No, not at all.
Me and Dennis drive about an hour to work. And we absolutely love it. Love Chesning. Love the small town vibes.
It's a good place.
It's a great
town. Yeah, after we got out of work, yeah, and even Rod said, this is a great town. He used to deliver beer here back when he was
playing.
And yes, I mean, because of my name, I just want to make one thing clear. I am not the Roger Smigo from Pete Packing. I don't know Denny McClain. I was not involved. It has nothing to do with my family.
Farmer Pete's is not his fault.
Yeah,
Farmer Pete's is
nothing
not his fault.
Nothing to do
disclaimers, disclaimers.
With Pete Packing.
But
just to make
that
clear.
Other than that,
I heard a different story from about Pete Packin, but that must have been you in the 80s.
Back when they called me Pete.
Yeah.
Talking about that, me and Dennis usually leave work, and we go fuck around town, whether we go to a bar or
we like
rock
to explore a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, we wander on a store that got on the Super Bowl commercials. It's Raymond's.
Raymond's.
Raymond's or Raymond's.
Is it Raymond's?
How do you say
Raymond's?
That? Anybody that lives here, how do you say
anybody?
It?
Anybody?
It's Raymond's.
Raymond's.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a good
confidence.
Place.
That was from the chest. We appreciate it.
An outdoor store that sells suits, believe
yeah.
it or not. Yeah.
Well, actually, funny story. I had to go to a funeral, and I was like, you know,
very
I had
funny.
To get
yeah,
one.
That was the
you
funny
had to go to
yeah.
Raymond's
yeah.
funeral?
No. Raymond's is a store that you would be lucky enough to even fucking go into.
I imagine.
You. So Raymond's
okay,
is amazing.
Okay, continue.
No, Raymond's is amazing. So I go in there. I drop $350 on a suit. It's the best suit I got. The comfiest.
Oh, suit. I thought you said soup at first. I was like, is it made out of fucking gold? Like, what?
No soup for you.
Yeah, no soup for you.
Yeah, I like soup Nazi. I get it from Seinfeld. No, but Raymond's is great, man. But the only thing that bothers me is the clearance rack. It didn't make sense to me. I got all excited. I walked in there. I saw a clearance rack. I went, wonderful.
Yeah.
So I walk over there, and it was like 180, dropped down to 156. Fuck. $1.56?
What a deal. Yeah, holy shit.
$156 I got on clearance. Fuck off.
Yeah. It was a cool little...
I mean, it's good shit.
Yeah, it's like 10% off. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we'll take the taxes away from you. Throw it on clearance rack. No, it's
yay,
it's
man.
A great store, but holy shit, man. The clearance aisle?
Yeah.
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 They put the $280 items on there, you know?
They're just there
like,
you go.
Yeah, this is what we can't sell.
Ah.
Yeah, no
see,
shit.
See, anything clearance, I got to take my wife or my mother-in-law. They're the great. They're the best shoppers on anything.
Yeah, because they're extreme couponers in their
Well,
sense.
They know right where the clearance stuff is. They walk in the door, and it's like, shoot.
Yeah.
There they are.
It's like fucking radar for that shit. It's wild.
Ding, knocking ding. People out of the way and stuff.
They walk in, they're just like, I smell a deal.
Yeah. Yep.
No, that's how it is. But no, Chessing's good shit, man. Yeah. We got Pintown here. Mm-hmm. We got McFarlane's. And then we got the back 40 that we stopped to for like 2 seconds.
The back 40. Mm-hmm.
But, and that used to be, what, the Green Parrot, you said?
I don't know.
Oh,
the Green Parrot?
I'm not.
But now we got a brand new, what's it called, McDonald's. Got a Taco Bell.
Oh, McDonald's been here forever.
No, it has not. Kelsey, has McDonald's been here
forever?
The one
down here on 57 by 52? That
oh, shit,
been
she
there
goes,
for,
I ain't from here.
He's been there for 112 years, man.
She's like, I don't know shit about fuck.
And then one of our audience members is from Bay City, where we come from. Give her a shout out.
Oh, hi, welcome.
How about that? Traveled all the way here. Yeah,
thanks
a little
for
bit
coming
of applause.
On down.
Yeah, hell yeah. Fucking it right.
Yeah.
Yep, she likes to bring her dogs into bars and shit. That's cool. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
God, yeah. Well, shit, there was a story.
Dogs got a drink too.
I don't mean to talk about this forever, but me and Dennis had some fun at McFarland's. We got a little shine on.
Yeah.
So we're like, or not McFarland's, for Pintown. We got a little shine on. We're like, fuck, we'll catch the rest of the Red Wings game over at McFarland's.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So we stumbled over there. I mean, doing like the S curve, like the 2 steps forward, 1 step back type deal.
Oh yeah, as you do. Know?
Yeah, as we do.
Yeah.
And we get into McFarland's, and Ash is working behind the bar. Hell yeah. Give her a shout out. She's wonderful. She's wonderful.
McFarland's local.
Yeah, I did tell you I wasn't going to shout you out, but fuck you. You're here, and I'm shouting you out. And Courtney was sitting on the bar side, and these dogs wander up up to us. And me and Dennis ain't afraid of dogs. We love them. So we're like, oh, fuck yeah. Whose dogs are these? Courtney was like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
So we got their names. Their names? Ash, Junior, and Miley. All right.
So, what kind of dogs are they?
I got two dogs. I named them Rolex and Timex because they're watchdogs.
What kind of dogs are they? Australian Shepherd. What'd you say? Black. I'm sorry, I drink a lot. I already forgot. Black Lab Bull and Retriever Mix. Okay, I repeat it because...
I don't think that was it, but that's okay.
Nope.
Black
that's
Lab and Golden Retriever Mix.
See, Roger
there it is.
Can't, Roger
no, it's
can't
okay.
see, I can't fucking
yeah,
hear.
Yeah, no,
so
but that's what you got me here for.
Yeah.
So right. Anyway, we're wandering around. Dennis, take us upon that.
Yeah, I remember walking into McFarland's, and I was just like, oh, shit, I'm really excited about this Red Wing game because I didn't really give a shit about them until this year for some reason. But all of a sudden, it was a very important game. It was
very important game.
Important, god damn it, Jesus Christ. But I remember walking into the bar, and all of a sudden I was greeted by these two dogs. I was like, oh my god, there they are. I didn't even know where they were, and I started petting them right away, and I'm sorry about
that. Well, yeah, that's sorry what you gotta do with doggos.
Didn't get consent at all.
No, I was like, dog, yep, pet, right now.
Yep.
This is what we're doing.
Like, I'm not even angry if it mauls me. That's my fault.
Yeah, then we got really into the Red Wing game. I don't remember the score. It happened so long ago.
3-1, baby.
Yeah.
No, 3-2.
Yeah, 3-2.
2-2.
So whatever.
Just last week, Dennis.
Oh. Was it yesterday? No, I'm just kidding. But I just remember getting so into it. I was like, this is the game. We got to win this one, and this other team has to win this game. And then what happened? They went to overtime.
Took it to overtime, OT.
Yeah.
And we were shouting at everybody, even though they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, we were shouting in the bar. A goal happened. We're like, yeah!
I remember, all of a sudden,
the dogs are barking and shit. And we're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Holy shit.
I remember we were apologizing.
Yeah,
and everyone was like, no, it's okay. You're excited.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's a big game, apparently. Holy shit, yeah.
Did I just get permission to be excited? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Dogs started barking. I was like, see, they agree.
Yeah.
They agree, but... No, that was a good time, man. I do love Chessing. I love the way it goes. I love the weather here, even though it's a piece of shit. But that leads me into my next question. Like, does weather fuck you up when it changes?
Oh my god, I'm so glad that it's summer right now. I'm not even lying.
See,
hold on, because in the winter, I don't like the winter that much. I'm not gonna lie.
But how naked can you get? You can always dress up.
How
to
what?
Get warm.
I can't hear you.
I said, how naked can you get?
Wait, are we getting fucking naked? Is this happening?
No, no, no. Jesus Christ, keep it down.
Calm it down.
I know nobody wants to see it, but I don't give a fuck.
You can pretty much get 100%
naked. We're about that level of drink right now.
Relax.
You can get 100% naked if you want to.
Yeah, it's fine. That's amazing.
Hey, that
kind of
show. Jesus, man.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, when it gets warm, how many clothes can you shred off before it's like, you know, inappropriate? I don't think it's cold, you can layer up, you know?
My grandmother was a nun, so.
The host of the Crossfaded Sports Podcast on the 99 Network, Tony, I don't think he knows the word appropriate. That motherfucker walks around in underwear in straight fucking public. He doesn't give a shit.
Like, at least he's got boxes
on. I want that kind of fucking confidence.
It's not any different
right?
than walking around with a swimsuit.
Yeah, either or. Like, yeah. But, I mean, you're not on a beach. You're in a Kroger. Like, fucking figure it out. Like,
yeah, but at the same time, if someone's walking down Main Street in a swimsuit, are you going to stop him and talk to him?
No, but he takes that fucking sign seriously. No shirt, no shoes. So that bitch will walk in without pants. Like, you know, it's...
As long as he's got a shirt and shoes on, you're good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's following the rules.
Oh, everybody left us. Yep. Thanks for coming. Appreciate you. Have a safe drive home. Yeah,
love you, Ma. Appreciate you.
She fucking flipped us off.
Yeah, she flipped us off. Yeah.
I love it.
That happens.
She had enough of your ass like 12 years ago.
She's been hanging out with my mom too much, man. Just
No, but seriously, like, the warm weather doesn't bother you? You like it, Dennis?
Oh, I fucking love it, man.
Do you?
That's just like, I don't know. Some people get this, like, fucking seasonal depression, whatever it is. Like, whatever the fuck it is, that's like...
Your vitamin D deficiency?
Yeah, vitamin D gone during the winter. So it's just like, oh, I guess I'll go outside today. It's cold. Yeah. That's how I am, at least. I was just like, it's cold outside. And then as soon as that sun hits, like, 65, I'm like, here we go.
Yep.
Ready for it.
I thought this was one of
the... I don't like the cold weather either.
What?
I said I don't like the cold weather either.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't like it when it's like 90-plus degrees either.
No.
I need to move somewhere where it's Goldilocks
when it comes to fucking weather. Yeah. That shit's got to be just right.
I don't
right.
like the type
That's
of
like
weather.
That's like at work today. At work today, it was fucking 78 degrees up there.
Yeah, I don't like the weather, however, when it gets too hot so you can crack an egg on your car and you can have a fucking egg, fried egg on your car.
That's way too fucking hot.
Well, no way.
And you know what bothers me is humidity. We were out fucking fishing today, and it wasn't even that hot, but it was humid.
So I come back
and the jacket I have on is sticking to me and it pissed me off. So I go up to my coworker, obviously, Michelle, for those who know her.
Yeah.
And I go up to her, I was like, feel my back. And she felt it and she's like, disgusting. I was like, then take it off. Mm-hmm. I said, take it off. I said,
I feel like that's
it.
What all
it
the ladies
bothered
say
the fuck
did,
out of
yeah.
no,
Did she take it off?
Me. No. Huh?
Did she take it off?
Well, yeah, she took my jacket off. Michelle.
Did you hang it up?
Me and Michelle. Me and Michelle are fucking tight. If she needs something, I do it for her. If I need something, she does it for me. I said feel my fucking back.
Dry it for you and everything?
No, it's still on me, you fucker.
You fuck.
Well, then she didn't take it off.
Yeah.
She took it off for a meantime, but I put it back on.
Yeah. Earlier today, I worked over. We came back from fishing and stuff like that. I had a fucking spur or whatever the fuck on my back.
You did.
One of them spurs from the outdoors. You know what I'm saying? But
spurs.
Wait, but
going back to the Wild West.
Wild West. Yeah, that's
a little too close to the picker bush when you took a leak or what?
I don't know what happened. I just remember I was in the woods on lunch and all of a sudden I got out. I thought I was clean.
Chopped him with a fucking machete. Like I got a fish today.
I gotta shout out my beautiful wife here. Thanks for bringing us more beer, Miss Tiffany Switek.
Yeah, give her a round of applause, will you?
Round of applause.
Look at that.
Thank you so much.
And she ain't even getting any tips tonight. Unbelievable.
Yeah, everybody, throw a buck or two in. It'll be great.
Yeah, but
sorry,
no,
we have
at
problem.
Work, though.
That's why we talk about it. It's great. This is our mental health. This is. If anybody gives a shit, be like, boo, get off the stage. I'll be like, mental health!
But at work today.
Yeah, but at work today. And I went through the forest, whatever the fuck, yeah. And then spurs, yeah. Okay, I got back to work, and all of a sudden, they just kept looking at me. A couple coworkers are like, Dennis, you got something on your back. And I was like, what? What is it? What's going on? Because, like, bugs and shit, fucking hate it. I don't give a shit.
It's a fucking kick me sign. That's
yeah,
what.
Yeah, dude, I was just like, what is it? I just froze dead in my tracks, and I was like, what is it? Get it off. And I was like, just get it off. And she's like, oh, just calm down, and then fucking picked it off. And I was like, oh, it's just a spur. What am I freaking out about? What are you looking at?
Sorry, ADD. Continue. I'm listening. Swear to God. You had some dumb shit on your back.
It was a dog.
Somebody come on your back. Continue.
Somebody came on my back, and they said, hey, get that off. No, I was just...
It was me. I grabbed it. I grabbed it off his back.
You fucking Superman.
I thought it was a bug, because when I went up to him, I'm like, oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
He Superman that hole.
And I pulled it off, and it was a spur, and he was like, what is it, man?
Dude, have you ever had one of them hairy fucking caterpillars on your chest before?
That's what I thought it was,
dude.
I thought I was going to make an execution, man. I got the chopping block out. I was like, fuck you. Fuck you. And it ended up being a moth. Or not a moth, but a fucking spur.
It wasn't even alive. Dennis, yeah, no.
I live with a hairy caterpillar on my chest.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. This guy's a hairy caterpillar himself.
Hey, Spencer, you want some? I can put some on here.
Get the fuck. No, it bothered me today. I went and sat down. I came from my house to Dennis's car to my desk. I put my hood up. And what bothered me the most is one of our coworkers was like, "You got a bug on your head." My first thought was, where the fuck did that come from? Where the fuck did that come from? My house ain't infested, brother. No. It wasn't Dennis'
car. What kind of bug was it?
I don't know, man. It was a little
black. It was like a little tiny tick bug or something. I don't know.
It looked like a spot of blood when I stopped it.
I hated it.
Yeah, it's all right.
I just kind of stared at it at the floor, and I was like, you stay away from me right now.
No, it was something like that. But no, man. Otherwise, Chesning's a beautiful town.
It really is, though.
It really is.
I love
it.
Yeah.
Arroz Campoyo.
Arroz Campoyo.
Don Felipe's.
Don Felipe's, yes.
Hey, anybody out in the audience, do you guys like Don Felipe's? Don Felipe's?
Don Felipe.
This guy in the hat doesn't hear it. He doesn't
You've
clap
ever had
with
the
shit.
Arroz Campoyo
before? I want to see a clap come out of you. Attaboy. God, there it is.
God, you can't see this right now, but his mustache is amazing.
It really is.
Holy shit.
He looks like he hits it with the gel, doesn't he?
He really got that wax. You twist it. Yeah.
The wax and shit.
You're going to have to stick around for our second show at 9:30, because when we get Matt Takar on, have to have a mustache
off. He does have a mustache.
That dude,
you guys can compare mustaches. Yeah.
Yeah, see, you even know. You even have, like, it's not like it's asking for money, but on the side. Yeah. You know what I'm
so
saying?
Great.
On the
you're,
side.
Yeah, you're basically like a stripper on the corner. You're asking for money on the side. That's how you do your mustache.
Yeah.
You're a fucking G. I don't know. I feel like G. I've seen you before, but I like you. I like you a lot.
Yeah, I love your chips, by the way. Yeah.
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 I'm just kidding. Yeah. I love Pringles and I love your mustache. It's okay, yeah.
No, I love his peanuts. I feel like he's
what?
A peanut man.
Wait, yeah, what? Fucking, did you say
what?
Penis?
No, peanuts.
Did you say penis?
Oh, peanuts.
Peanuts.
You like his peanuts.
Right. You do
put
love
an oracle
nuts,
on
yeah.
him, give him a cane. There he is. I don't know. Come on.
Little monocle.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Monocle.
Get out of jail free card.
What did I say, oracle?
Right there, yeah.
The fuck is that?
No, you said penis.
That's somebody who predicts the future.
Relax.
That's like Nostradamus, bitch.
Relax.
Holy fuck.
Well, this is.
I tell you what, man. Da dang, 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 da dang, man.
It's the last call, isn't it?
Last call.
Isn't it?
Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last
All right, Dennis. You got written down Red Wing.
Yeah, I kind of said that
now,
already, didn't I?
Is that the team or the Urban Dictionary version?
Or
the boots they sell at Raymond's.
Or are they the boots? You got Red Wing boots?
You never fucking know. So.
Well, to be fair, it was something I already said earlier today. It was the Red Wing game at McFarland's, but that wasn't really... That wasn't really the story.
No?
So, yeah, come back to me. Come back to me real quick.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Hey, fucked it
come
up.
Back
All right.
Me. Yeah,
I'm
fucked
sorry.
It up.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right, Spencer, what do we got? Spencer.
I apologize.
CBR smash attack.
Yep.
I don't know what the fuck that means, little kid, but
you're
special.
Well, I'll tell you what. Little kid?
You're Jesus a decade Christ. Younger than me. Yes, if you're a little fucking kid.
Yeah, if I was little, I'd be happy. Anyway, Pinto.
Well, that's probably why I'm so happy.
So, it was a tough day at work one day.
What did you just say?
That bothered
Nothing,
me.
Nothing, keep going.
Okay. I'll hear it back. But
oh, there's Takar.
I was at Pintown, and I was having a good night by myself, obviously. And I went to McFarland's, and I went to Pintown, and then I went to McFarland's, and I came back to Pintown. And I was like, fuck, is your kitchen still open? They were like, for 5 more minutes. I was like, fuck yeah, the customer's always right. So I ordered
Kmart.
I ordered a chicken bacon ranch bread, okay? And that thing comes out like a full-size pizza, but I didn't realize it was like a whole pan. And I was hammered. And I was like, all right, I have my car, and I live an hour away. I can do this. So I got this chicken bacon ranch that came out, and I was like, oh, shit, I won't eat half of it. I was telling every bartender. I was like, shit, grab boxes. Grab boxes. I smashed this entire thing. Like, I was just going, and they were like, hey, you want a box now? I was like, yeah, a few more slices. Couple more, because they come in like breads. They slice them like breadsticks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely tearing it apart. And by the end of it, a fucking bartender, no longer works here. Love her to death, Allison. We'll shout you out. And
I need to know what the fuck happened there. Holy shit.
Hey,
I love Allison.
But anyway, she brings out a box for my last breadstick. So I get in my car, and I'm like, all right, I can do this. And I was like, wait a minute. Dennis knows what I'm doing. So I called Dennis, and he answered, hello.
Yep.
He had just started at our work. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, man. Sounded like he's been asleep for 4 fucking hours, because I think he was.
That sounds about
right. And I was
them,
like,
right?
Hey! I was like, hey, buddy, how you doing?
Yeah, he's awake. Yeah, holy shit.
And you
shit.
Were just like, Jesus Christ. You're like, just now leaving? I was like, yep. I was like, I had a chicken bacon ranch fucking, yeah. I was like, I had beers. I saw everybody we love. Like, this is fucking fantastic. And he goes, you still have food left? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, eat it, please, and get home safe. Hung up. I was like, that's my fucking last call story. It's just like, yeah, like I smashed what I needed to, but I needed more food. But I made it home safe. I didn't drink and drive. I drank and then I drove.
Yeah, I was about to say,
I thought I taught you. You don't drink and drive, because if you hit a bump, you might spill it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then you got to clean out the car.
That's what
my cousin Billy taught me when I was younger.
Yeah. If you couldn't go to a bar and have a few drinks, they wouldn't make bars. Go to a bar, have a few drinks, stop, start your car and drive.
Collaborate.
I mean, if you're in the car, you drink it. Stop lights, stop signs, or pull over if you need to. But don't drink while you're driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the bitch about country
what are you
roads
about?
Is stop signs come so far in between.
That's
you
why
gotta
you
pull
over.
Yeah, right.
All right, Dennis, did you figure your shit out?
No.
I'm sorry.
I got distracted.
All right, what do I got?
Speaking about all these stop signs and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, is it my turn? Go ahead.
Sure.
So this is one night. God, this goes back. You guys, I don't know if any of you were, well, there's a couple people, but the rest of you probably weren't even born yet. So,
thanks to our sextagenarians out there.
Oh, so a buddy of mine and I, we left a party, heading to another one down at the house. I've had to do another party. Oh, I had to. Well, I've talked about the house. I mean, that's where we all met, man. The house on Shattuck. So,
I got some last calls on Shattuck.
So we left the party, and cruising down Shattuck. Got, half a case of beer and it smashed already in the car and drinking on the way. And it was dark out, so we get up to this, intersection. I'm taking a drink of beer while I'm driving. I shouldn't do that because I don't want to spill it. But so I'm taking a drink. Put the can down, look up, light's red. I'm doing 45. There's no way to stop. So I just kept going.
Oh, no.
Yeah, all of a sudden, there's lights behind me. I'm like, son of a bitch. Drunk as hell. Ran a red light. Looked at my buddy and said, we're out of here. So going out Shattuck, come up upon this subdivision. I shut off my lights. And back then, you didn't have the automatic lights. You actually had to switch to turn them on and
off. Did you have the cool foot switch?
No. Well, yeah. For the brights.
Yeah. I didn't fucking realize that. Anyway, that's a different last call story. Continue.
Yeah. So I shut off the lights, take a right into this intersection. I'm using my emergency brakes because, your emergency brake doesn't turn your brake lights on. And it was dark out.
I never thought of that. That's some wisdom there.
So I'm using my emergency brake.
Smart.
Get into this subdivision. Going around a couple corners, see the lights flashing and shit. Look over and there's this garage open. So I told my buddy, I said, flip your seat back. And I pull in this guy's garage or this people's garage, flip my seat back, and we're just sitting there and lights go by. Lights go by again, the flashing lights. He's like, man, we got to get out of here. I said, no, hold on. They'll come by with the searchlights. I've been here before. All of a sudden, here they come. They got the spotlights going. And then there's a second cop. I'm like, oh, fuck. Called for reinforcements.
Oh, no.
So we're waiting. They go by, and it's been about, 15, 20 seconds. I said, okay, get out of the car. Let's walk up by the house. So we get out, he's like, you're fucking crazy. I said, just do it. So we get out, we walk up by the house, here come the cops again with the spotlights, and they see us, and we're walking, from the house back to my car. And cops stop, they say, did you guys hear or see a car speeding through here without their lights on and all that? And like, no, we've been down in the basement playing video games, man. We're just heading out.
Now,
okay.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Video games weren't invented when this fucking...
Oh, yeah. No, it was back... That was... No, hold on. No, it was before...
He just called your ass out.
No, listen to me. That was before... This was back in the Atari and the...
We're playing Pong.
Hold on. No, hold on.
Pong.
No, in television.
In television. Oh, shit.
Now you know.
We were creating.
Now you know. Now you know.
Fuck that in television.
I want to introduce.
Well, that's all we had back in the 80s, man. Yeah,
the little fucking dial and the thing that looked like a fucking phone.
Yeah. It looked just like this with a little round thing on the bottom.
Yeah, with a fucking dial pad. I was like, is this a car phone or a
video
game?
Best goddamn thing on the fucking earth back in 82.
We created a game. It's called basketball.
You see how literally 90% of everybody's eyes just went blank. They don't know the mind.
Yeah.
I love it.
But anyway, so
the only person that remembers that's my wife. That's my wife.
So the cop's like, okay, well, you guys have a good night and all that shit. So we get in the car, just turn the lights on, pull out of this guy's garage, start heading down. Cops are still going on. Fucking crack a beer, head to the party. I mean, it was like a 20-minute delay, but saved my ass from going to jail.
Yeah, true. No, that's awesome. Fucking ain't right. Yeah, dip the seats down low. Fucking Dennis just...
Oh, it is.
All right, so you're talking about cops. You're talking about cops coming around. So I was at Zach Loop's house. We're having a few beers by the fire and everything. And I was driving my ma's old Crown Vic at that time. Well, what I didn't realize was that was the day the Crown Vic was like, fuck your brakes. And they fucking died. And on the way there, I fucking coasted into Zach's park, into his driveway. And I was like, I don't know how the shit I'm going to get home, but I'd have a beer. So we were drinking. We were there for a few hours hanging out. So thank God for him. He calls up one of his buddies who was on shift for the state police. And he's like, hey, my cousin's got to get the fuck home. He doesn't have brakes. Can he get an escort? And the guy's like, yeah, bitch, I'm at Taco Bell. Give me like 20 minutes.
Really?
Here comes a fucking state trooper driving up to the house, lights blazing, everything. I was like, all right, fucking good night. I'm fucking hammered. I get in the car, no goddamn brakes, but that motherfucker followed me the whole way home and had fucking lights blazing. So when it came to Center Avenue, that busy fucking Pine and Center, we just ripped through the fucking red light and everything and made it and coasted right into fucking Ma's house.
You
got to
love knowing a cop.
Oh, man, yeah.
No shit.
Yep, he came around. He's like, all right, bud, have a good fucking night. And drove up. I was like, hell yeah, man. I got a police escort home. It was
wow.
It was a great,
dude, that's
great
the best
fucking time.
I wish I shouldn't keep that mentality because I feel like that's how every night should go. Just be like, hey, follow me home. I'm going to make it.
Yeah, but, yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was the night I got hammered and had a police fucking escort home.
Yeah, now it's
good
me
reasons.
Now it's me and Dennis driving by going, fuck, was that a cop? He goes, no, that's a Ford Cruiser, man. You're good.
that's an HHR.
Like, shit.
That's
all
just
right.
Some other asshole in a fucking Dodge.
No,
you're good.
That's a Prius, man.
Yeah. All right, Dennis, close us out. What you got, bud?
So I remember I was drinking with some friends in Essexville, Michigan, and at a bar called the Silver Palace. Yeah, the Silver Palace. Yeah, I used to work there. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I remember we were drinking and stuff like that, and all of a sudden we had to walk home. You know, do the responsible thing, goddammit. Holy shit, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we walked home, and all of a sudden I was, you know, I'm just kind of fucking, what is it called? Not lollygagging. Fucking strutting. Just fucking wandering.
Don't ever use lollygagging around me again. I hate that fucking word.
Why do you hate that lollygagging? Why do you hate it so much? Why?
What about, hey, Rod?
Because he ain't gagging
Rod,
on a lollipop.
How do you feel about dog?
One of my bosses years and years back would always say that word.
Really?
Quit lollygagging.
Yeah, and I was,
and
I
hated
I used
that
the wrong word. Something like when you're just like wandering around, you know.
I got it. Hey, wait, I got to interrupt.
But no lollygagging.
Yeah.
ADHD.
Yeah.
ADHD. How good does Raj fucking sound? Does he sound good when he fucking talks? 989 Network got this like crazy expensive fucking mic just for Raj. And it's, dude, he's
It's and there's sultry. No reaction whatsoever.
I'm only looking at the guy in the like, hat for the reaction. Come on.
Yeah.
You right. Sound no good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go.
Thumbs up.
Mustache guy.
There it is.
I love you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, continue. 989.network.
Yeah. So I'm walking home with a group of friends, and all of a sudden I see a porch light on, and I'm like, and I see a little rocking chair, and I was like, I'm going to sit in that chair right now. And everybody's like, Dennis, don't sit in the chair. And I was like, huh? I'm going to sit in that chair. And they're like, this is not your house. This isn't your home. And I was like, ah, but it's rocking right there, you know? You know, I'm feeling good, you know? I'm like, yeah, but it's fucking rocking, you know? Yeah, yeah, yes, you did. You took the picture. But, yeah, so I got up in there. And
That'll be up on the 989 network. Yeah, you can find it anywhere. Dennis sitting on a chair that wasn't his.
Yeah,
was that the blue house on Prairie?
Was it?
It was.
I know that chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah, real quick, you know, I was just like, I didn't give a shit at that moment in time, but I looked up and I saw the rocking chair, and I was like, I'm sitting in that, so I sat in it, rocked in somebody's fucking porch for no reason at all, for no reason.
I admire you, Dennis. I've wanted to do that so many times, walking home from the palace.
Wait, I'm sorry, I blacked out for a second. You walked on a stranger's fucking porch?
Yeah.
And just started hanging out there?
Yeah, a little bit, tiny bit. Yeah.
That's baller as fuck. I
did.
It.
I fucking rocked on that chair.
Thank you folks so much for coming out.
There.
Have a great night.
So,
absolutely. Safe drive home. Get a police escort. It's great.
Yeah. But yeah, I was just on that chair. So somewhere out there, yeah, you have that. Spencer has that photo of me just chilling in somebody's rocking chair for no reason at all. And yeah, that's what happened.
All right.
Well, speaking of that,
we also made it back to Smeagol Acres that night.
Well, that's man. Cool. Speaking of that, what do you call a little Irishman that lives on a porch?
I don't know. What do you call him?
Yeah.
Patio furniture.
Patio furniture. Oh,
I don't get it.
Great.
I'm too young.
I love it.
Patio Fraser?
Yeah.
Oh, furniture.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? Man.
All right. Well, mic drop on that.
That's the perfect way to end it out. Thank you, folks, so much for coming out.
Thank you so much. We are part
of the 989.network. You can find us on bbbbabble.com. Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz. But as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 989.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.